We have seen a week of extreme heat advisory at the beginning of the month, and this week has felt similar. Highs have been in the 90s since Monday, and people are looking for ways to cool off. One thing Marshall County Public Health Director Sydney Gruel wants people to look out for are heat-related illnesses.
So you have heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which are two different things. Heat exhaustion is the lesser of the two. So some symptoms of those would be dizziness, thirst, heavy sweating, nausea, and weakness.
She says people who are feeling these symptoms should stop any strenuous activity, move to the shade, or get into air conditioning and sip on room temperature water. She then talks about heat stroke.
For that, you'll experience the similar symptoms listed before, but then you'll start to get confused, become dizzy, and you can even become unconscious.
If someone becomes unconscious, 911 needs to be called immediately. She says good places for ice packs to help people cool down are the back of the neck or under their armpits. Marshalltown Fire Chief Christopher Cross is heading up the medical group for the RAGBRAI overnight on Wednesday, July 22nd. He said the main project is setting up some first aid stations at the local campgrounds for riders.
There's a lot of backside work involved in that, making sure that getting the group together who wants to be the medical committee. These people are respected healthcare providers within the city, Unity Point, McFarland, all kinds of folks that are involved in this.
The healthcare professionals had an extra training yesterday when the University of Iowa Simulation and Motion team came for a triage training.
And anybody who's riding in the event will get the best Band-Aid care and calamine lotion or sunscreen available to humans today. So it's going to be great.
While Chief Cross is heading up the medical group, he has not forgotten about his team at the Marshalltown Fire Department.
Deputy Chief Rowey, who's the operations chief, has put together a pretty nice plan for the event to maximize coverage and speed when we have an additional 20,000 people in the city. And the city is kind of essentially split in half by the event in the downtown area, and then there's campgrounds scattered all over the place.
Chief Cross says the team talked through multiple scenarios to prepare themselves for any potential issues. He's confident they'll have enough coverage throughout the city for both the residents and the riders. Marshalltown Mayor Mike Lottiehoff wants to hear from the citizens.
I have a policy of getting back to you within 24 hours. If you contact me, I think it's good policy that you get an answer and you get an answer quick. You might not like the answer, but you do get it. It's a part of being a responsive government.
He says now that he's retired, he can spend more time in the mayor's office and focusing on what the citizens are saying.
And I will be having open hours for people the start of August on Tuesday mornings or Thursday afternoons. You want to come in and talk to me about anything at all, you're more than welcome. You don't need an appointment. You just come up to City Hall on Tuesday mornings or Thursday afternoons, sit down in the office, and we can chat.
He says he'll be in the office from 8:30 to 12 o'clock noon on Tuesday mornings and 1 to 4:30 on Thursday afternoons. Mayor Lottiehoff wants to hear from people to take the town in the direction that the citizens want to go. Iowa's unemployment rate held steady in June at 3.2%. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says several areas gained jobs in June.
Private industries were responsible for the June increase. We saw retail trade added over 1,000, finance and insurance added 600. Education and healthcare are now 4,500 jobs above where they were last year, and construction is 1,700 jobs above where they were this time last year.
On the other side, manufacturing lost 1,000 jobs and is down 4,300 jobs so far this year.
You know, we want to stop the bleeding in manufacturing, so we'd like to see, you know, the steady decline of jobs in manufacturing stopped in Iowa. But that's probably going to take time, right, for the economy to come back and those jobs to become more available.
There have been some return of jobs in manufacturing and announcements of new facilities, but Townsend says it's not going to be a quick turnaround.
It will take a while to make up these manufacturing losses, but that doesn't mean that we can't. And as the national economy gets improved, then, you know, hopefully we can see some of these jobs returning.
Iowa's workforce has been moving more like a tractor than a sports car through the first 6 months.
We're seeing slow but steady increases in the number of Iowans with jobs and the number of jobs. So, you know, that's a good sign. I think, you know, we'd rather be in the position of gaining jobs overall than losing them. So, but I think, you know, this is probably going to be a slow growth year if we're in June and we're still at the slow but steady growth.
The workforce participation rate dropped slightly in June, and Townsend says that's likely because this is the time of the year when a lot of people retire and leave the workforce. One of the largest slot wins in Iowa in recent years happened at Meskwaki Bingo Casino Hotel in Tama. A player won the wide area progressive jackpot, totaling $661,551, while playing the Wheel of Fortune Gold Spin. Meskwaki Bingo and Casino Hotel is located at 1504 305th Street in Tama. They have over 1,300 slots, according to their website. Iowa's largest utility is warning its customers to be wary if they're using a search engine to find the company's 800 number for customer service. Mid-American Energy spokesman Dan Winters says scammers are using paid search engine ads to manipulate search results and steer people to fake phone numbers, with crooks waiting to take your call.
These criminals have figured out that if you put a fraudulent number in enough places on the internet and you connect that phone number to a real company like MidAmerican, then it tricks internet search results into assuming those two are connected when in fact they are not. We don't want people falling for this.
To pay a utility bill online, customers should go through the MidAmerican website, and Winters says if they're hunting for the address or phone number using a search engine, to review the results carefully before clicking.
The way people can contact us with confidence is by first going to MidAmericanEnergy.com, and then our phone number is listed prominently on monthly bills on our mobile app, and that number, as always, is 888-427-5600.
The bogus numbers are changing frequently, and were you to call one, the person who answers will be posing as a MidAmerican staffer.
It's some of the oldest tricks in the book, right? They're trying to get personal information. They're trying to get payment information. And once they unlock those doors, then they can do a lot of damage to someone's personal information.
If you think you're being scammed or threatened, just hang up. He says MidAmerican never demands immediate payment through gift cards, cryptocurrency, or other unconventional payment methods. Based in Des Moines, MidAmerican Energy serves 1.3 million electric and natural gas customers in Iowa. A company called QTS is considering the eastern Iowa town of Clinton for a $10 billion hyperscale data center campus, though many residents want strict standards in place first. About 100 people showed up at a Clinton Planning Commissioning meeting requesting language concerning water quality, noise pollution, and air quality. After listening of hours of comments, Commissioner David Brown echoed one of the main suggestions.
This is so much to absorb. Would we be better off to just table the meeting and discuss this?
Clinton resident Carol McGuire asked for stricter standards for things like setbacks and repeated worries over water and noise.
A data center is not good for Clinton, and nothing in this ordinance changes that. It puts the wealth of a few over the health of many.
Planning commissioners unanimously voted to continue the public hearing until the next month to give them time to consider the public's suggestions. Coming up, we're going to be talking about RAGBRAI starting this weekend out in Ottawa. It's 1210.
The number one Elvis concert experience in America is coming to the Cedar Rapids Paramount Theater on July 17th. Internationally recognized by Graceland and the Elvis Presley Estate, the show's star Matt Stone performs the closest thing to the king in history. If Elvis's family loves his voice, you will too. Tickets are available now at the Paramount Theater box office or by visiting creventslive.com.
At 1210, we are currently at 86 degrees. Let's go back to our newsroom.
The Lewis and Clark State Park near Ottawa is reopening today in time for use by RAGBRAI riders. Park officials say that decision to reopen comes after completing phase one of an extensive hazardous tree removal project that began last fall. Hundreds of dead or dying cottonwood trees were removed from the park due to the danger they posed to visitors. For now, the visitor center and keelboat exhibit will remain closed because of the ongoing renovations. Blue Lake continues to experience low water levels from drought, so the docks have not been installed, and the beach bathhouse and swimming beach also remain closed. This weekend, all the fun begins for bike riders in Iowa as RAGBRAI officially kicks off tomorrow when riders depart from Ottawa and travel to Harlan. This year is the shortest ever route and the 10th hilliest. In total, riders will cover 391.4 miles and climb 16,027 feet. The ride will be on starting July 18th through the 25th. The University of Northern Iowa is trying a new approach to get more students to attend sporting events. Senior Associate Athletic Director Scott Peace says UNI students will be able to buy a discounted ticket package for a student guest.
It essentially allows them to receive access to every home athletic event over the course of the year with a seat accompanying them in the student section for just $75.
UNI students who pay student fees already get into all sporting events for free. The Cedar Falls School is now also going to offer discounted tickets for part-time students.
Our part-time students are those that don't pay all the fees at UNI as part of being a student. They haven't been able to have access to tickets at any sort of discount beyond the general public. So we're going to allow them moving forward to have access to two season ticket packages for all sporting events.
Peace says the final package allows students at other area schools like Hawkeye Community College, Wartburg College, and Upper Iowa University to purchase two discounted season ticket packages to attend UNI events. Peace says they are hoping this will bring in more students to the events.
Definitely we'll bolster the crowd size, and that was exactly our thought. You know, we already have a great partnership with Hawkeye Community College, and they have some large groups that come out already. So that relationship's already kind of built in, and should other schools in Iowa want to take advantage, we'd love to have them there. And
Peace says the Panthers have a lot of great matchups in all sports, particularly in football, as the MVC is considered the top FCS football conference. The special ticket packages begin with the sports this fall.